Houston's Heathrow Airport is on the front line for airport security, with many flights every day between here and the United States. Now, new body scanners are in use here and in Manchester, Britain's second largest city. Britain's Home Secretary Alan Johnson says there will be more scanners, and they will be followed by other security measures.
Over time, they will be introduced more widely, and we will be requiring all UK airports to introduce explosive trace detection equipment by the end of the year.
British airports handle more than 200 million passengers a year. A growing number are traveling internationally. The body scanners will screen some of those passengers. The machines can see through clothing to determine whether a person is trying to hide something. Their use has been criticized here by civil rights campaigners who claim they violate privacy. Nonsense, says Parliament member Ben Wallace, who used to work for the scanning company Kinetic.
I think it's a red herring, privacy. I mean, there is software that's been invented already that would insert triangles over different parts of the body to protect privacy, and that's a software that works on top of a scanned image. So if anything was there, it would be picked up, but the viewer off the screen, doesn't see much detail.
Can you raise your hands higher, please, and then turn your body to the right?
Skeptics say the scanners can't detect liquids or plastics, and so are not a proven fix. British officials are also looking at examining passenger profiles more closely to identify possible threats. Aviation security analyst Chris Yates says a comprehensive approach is needed.
Body scanners are one answer, but not by any means the only answer. There are other issues at play here that need to be addressed as well with other types of technology.
This machine is one new type. It identifies the liquid in a container without opening it. A 2006 plot to use liquid explosives to blow up aircraft traveling from London to the U.S. and Canada led to the ban of many liquids on planes. Arnab Basu's company makes the machine. He says it will come in handy.
You pull it out, you put it into our scanner, and in 25 seconds you get a pass or fail answer depending whether your bottle contains a safe liquid or a dangerous liquid.
The scanners are being used mainly on flights to the United States, seen as the top risk. Staying ahead of would-be bombers, officials here say, will be a constant challenge. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.